U.S. air pollution report, less smog but more soot. How many of you people ever deal with soot? I got to tell you a little something. I've been around a while now and can't say I've ever come across any. But I guess that's our big problem nationally now. It's not so much the smog. That's there, but that's getting better. It's the soot, wherever or whatever that is. The United States is less smoggy than it used to be, according to experts. But there's more soot than ever. Less smog, more soot. Where is the soot? Anybody out there listening right now, if you're near some and have a cell phone, why don't you give me a ring, Ski? 651-646-TALK or toll-free 877-615-1500 if you see soot. Is that the stuff you occasionally dig out of your belly button? What the devil's that called? Smog is only up in the air, right? You never find smog anywhere else but up in the air, right? It's not in your glove compartment, not tucked away in your wallet, not next to the change jar above the stove. Smog's never there, but soot, can soot be almost anywhere? Can soot be in the air? Will we ever have a rally on the Capitol Mall in D.C. Around this soot issue, I wonder? I don't think you can get people excited about soot. You never hear anybody talking about it. How many cafes and bars have I been in and nobody ever talks about soot? Looks like that's our big problem. Who's going to take up the torch on this soot issue? Are there pro-soot people? Soot. Now, here's Wolfowitz in the paper. He's saying he's a victim of a World Bank smear campaign. What's worse, smear or soot or smog? I think smear is less understood, but also appears to be on the rise, according to Wolfowitz. Here comes a smog call now. Hello, Michael.
Oh, soot.
Oh, soot call. I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me go to the smog call. Well, the smog guy hung up. Well, back to soot we go. Whoops. Now a caller on smear. I'll get to him in a moment. Let's go with soot. Mike?
Yeah, I'm here in West St. Paul. I just left your friend's place, and there must be burning some leaves and brush here. He's got soot all over the side of the house, kind of, and the windows are looking like...
Mike, who are you talking about?
Well, what do you mean?
You said you just left my friend's house?
Well, Jaime's. I was over to see Anthony at Jaime's.
You just left Jaime's Haberdashery in downtown St. Paul?
No, I'm taking Robert up in West St. Paul. And
okay.
There's a guy burning his stuff here. It's right on the street, right in his yard. When you said it, I pulled over by it.
Are you near him?
Yeah.
Could you hand the phone to him and say someone on the radio would like to ask what the devil he thinks he's doing?
Sure, hold on. Hey. Hi. Would you be willing to go on the radio? No. Let me turn my truck off. I got a guy named Tom Mischke. He's on the radio, and he's wondering about soot. Why are you burning? And he doesn't want to talk.
Oh, no, because he's breaking the law. Whereabouts are you there exactly?
Let's see. Is this MacArthur?
Tell him that Mischke's calling the cops. See what he does.
Say it again?
Tell him Mischke's calling the cops. See how he reacts.
He said he's going to call the cops. Mischke. Mischke. Okay. I'll just leave.
Guy upset with you?
I guess I'm number one in his book.
Ouch. Better you than me.